Good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Ms. Danielle Gwynn with the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Danielle.
So excited to be here.
How's life been treating you?
Life is great. Life is great.
Good. So, Danielle, what do you do at the CVB?
My main job is that I program Rail Yard Park. I also am the music liaison with the Texas Music Office and do some things to kind of help our local musicians. But programming Rail Yard Park is where I spend most of my time for the summer.
And Rail Yard Park is our amazing new amphitheater.
Yes,
it's
located
not new
in
anymore,
the heart of downtown.
I guess. Yeah.
About 5 years.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool. I'm so glad we have that. So, Danielle, what do you have coming up this hot June?
Hot June. So, first and foremost, not at Rail Yard, but in downtown Waxahachie this weekend, the 7th and 8th, is the Gingerbread Trail Tour of Homes. I think that I saw 55th. This is the 55th Trail Tour of Homes being put on by the Ellis County Museum. Mm-hmm. And I know they're selling tickets there. They have added a bunch of components this year, so there's 5 houses on the tour.
Is it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or just Saturday, Sunday?
Okay,
got it.
So they've added 5 houses on the tour, but then also they're offering tours of the Sims Library, tours of the Chautauqua Auditorium, tours of the courthouse downtown,
Meat Church,
Texas Theater, and all the information can be found either at visitwaxahachie.com, or you can stop in the Ellis County Museum right across from the courthouse downtown, and they'll give you all the information you're looking for.
Do it. Go get your tickets.
Absolutely, before they sell out.
What else is going on?
And then the big thing in our world, so the Juneteenth is on June 19th, obviously, but the Ellis County African American Museum Hall of Fame and Library is hosting their 3rd annual Juneteenth Festival at Rail Yard Park on June 14th from 11 to 3, and it's just going to be a fun day in the park. There will be music, there will be dancers, there's bounce houses, the splash pad, vendors, food trucks, and it's all free. So, I mean, you'll obviously need a little bit of cash to buy some food and drinks if you want that, but the bounce houses, the splash pad, the experience is all free. So we're encouraging anybody and everybody that wants to come out and celebrate community to come on out.
That sounds like a lot of fun. All right. I think I may have to check that out. We said next Saturday?
June 14th, next Saturday. Yep.
Okay, perfect.
And then also in celebration of Father's Day weekend, because that's Father's Day weekend, the Waxahachie Downtown Merchants Association is hosting the Texas Whiskey Ramble, which is kind of a whiskey pub crawl, if you will, through downtown. There are 8 stops that will have samples of Texas whiskeys. And
samples
then there's
slash shots of whiskey.
Samples of Texas whiskeys, and then there are 4 stops that will have barbecue to kind of split up the alcohol a little bit. There's going to be some live music infused into downtown and different things. So that is June 14th from 1 to 5. Again, all the information available at visitwaxahachie.com. What a great way to celebrate Father's Day in downtown Waxahachie.
Do you get tickets in advance?
Yes, you get tickets in advance. I am not sure of the specifics, but like I said, the information is on our website.
Okay, good deal. All right.
And then following up on that, so on June 16th at the Civic Center that evening, so June 16th is a Monday, we are super excited as a CVB to announce that we are becoming a Purple Heart designated city. We love our veterans, obviously, but we are not Purple Heart designated yet, and so we're going to make that happen. So 5:30 p.m. On Monday, June 16th, we will do kind of a recognition ceremony. We're going to do a pigeon release. We will have city council that night, and there will be a proclamation read. And so we're encouraging all of our veterans, Purple Heart or not, to bring photos of your loved ones, bring photos of, you know, the veterans in your life, or if you are a veteran, and come out and just help us, you know, ring the gong, as it were, as we become Purple Heart friendly and designated.
We were just talking about this a minute ago, so let's briefly just kind of quickly run through. We're talking about what a friendly city we are because we have so many of these cool designations. What are all the things that we are?
So we are music friendly community. Uh-huh. We are tourism friendly. We are film friendly. We are a brew city, and then soon to be a Purple Heart city as well.
So we were just talking about how we are just overall probably the friendliest city in America.
Absolutely.
I dub us that. I dub it as I, when you give somebody, like, what is that at Scarborough Fair when they did that?
Yeah.
I dub you... Friendliest city in America.
Yeah, and it goes right in with the fact that we're a place in your heart. So, of course, we're the friendliest.
Yes.
So, along with those designations, I mentioned the music friendly. Yes. And so, one of the things that I am super passionate about is a international annual day that happens every year worldwide. So, June 21st is Make Music Day. Internationally, every year is Make Music Day. And so all over the world that day, anybody can be a musician and anywhere can be a stage. And so in a lot of the big cities and in Waxahachie, people will just infuse the entire town with, you know, people on street corners playing harmonicas and playing tambourines.
That sounds like such a fun day.
You know, anybody that wants to make music, that is passionate about making music, whether you are professional or good or any of those things, doesn't matter. Anybody can be a musician and anywhere can be a stage in Waxahachie that day. So feel free to visit our website and reach out if you have intentions of making music that day. We'd love to plug you in. And as a major celebration at the end of the day, we're hosting Rail Yard Rumble at Rail Yard Park. Mm-hmm. So from 6 to 10 that night, we're going to have a car show, food trucks, different things. But the major attraction is going to be the first annual Waxahachie Battle of the Bands. And so we've been, over the last couple of weeks, we've been narrowing down bands from all of the applicants to the 11 that we put for the community to vote for. And we've narrowed it down to the top four who are going to battle it out live on June 21st. They're going to be in front of a panel of judges who are all made up of people in the music industry from the community. DJ Alex is going to be our MC and kind of stage manager that night. So it's going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. And we are just super excited, and we are adding an element in that the audience is actually going to be their votes are going to count too. So kind of like American Idol and those things do these days of the popular vote and the public vote. So we'll have a QR code and things like that, that people can vote for their favorite of the top four. But there's a cash prize for these musicians. We're down to four bands. Like I said, the four final bands are Aldridge, Lifeless Thoughts, Cadillac Pearl, and The Verb. So we cannot wait for June 21st.
That sounds like fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's going to be a blast. And again, it's free. Free live music and just the chance to kind of get out and hang out and meet your community and food trucks and different things.
You had me at food trucks.
Yes, ma'am. I always have me at food trucks, too.
All right, what else?
So, you know, we are on June 28th. We've partnered with the Ellis County Emergency Communications Center. Mm-hmm. They are trying to be the biggest collector of school supplies donations in North Texas. And so we are doing a school supply drop at Rail Yard Park that morning, Saturday, June 28th, from 9 to noon. There's going to be a number of agencies offering touch a truck. We're going to have a couple of bounce houses. The splash pad will be on. Again, those food trucks that we love so much. But we're just asking the community to come out and bring a donation of school supplies, whether that's a box of markers or a thing of hand sanitizer, or if you can do more, great. But visit our website for the full list of things that they're really looking for. And let's make Ellis County the biggest donator in North Texas.
Love it.
And then last and but certainly not least, Crepe Myrtle Festival.
Yeah, cannot be the least.
No, cannot be the least. So our annual Crepe Myrtle Festival, July 3rd and 4th. And so it is at the sports complex on July 3rd. That evening is the fireworks show, the kids zone, the free concert, all at the sports complex, July 3rd. And then July 4th at 10 a.m. is the 4th of July parade in downtown Waxahachie.
The Hallmark movie parade.
It is the Hallmark movie parade, and a chance for us to just really love on our veterans. And so it starts at Getson Daner Park and it ends in downtown. And so feel free to line up along the route, bring flags, you know, paint your faces, whatever you want to do. And if you are a veteran, we are doing a veterans breakfast breakfast per usual, that is at 8:30 that morning, that is complimentary. We just ask that you kind of give us a heads up if you're coming, and if you don't give us a heads up, come anyway. We just want to love on you. All of that information, registration for the parade, because we still have a couple of spaces, is all available at visitwaxahachie.com.
Boom. Wow, look at that time. It's our time, Danielle.
Wonderful.
Danielle, thank you for joining me, and we will talk soon.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks, Julie.